There are two sides. There is this side, and there is the other side.
I'm asking why.
Have you ever asked yourself questions such as,
when we die,
why are we here?
Where do we go?
Why is there evil?
What is
it?
What's the meaning of life?
Why do we hate?
Why do we love?
What is awesome?
What is life?
Why is there suicide, and what happens to those who choose that path?
Welcome to Messages from Beyond, the show that addresses all of these questions and more, with your hosts, Twin Soul Spiritual Mediums, Dennis and Alice Jackson.
Well, good evening and welcome to Messages from Beyond. I'm Dennis Jackson.
And I'm Alice Jackson. And you're listening to Messages from Beyond, and we are going to talk about dreams tonight.
Yeah.
You know, everybody dreams. Some dreams are fun. Some are frightening.
You've been having some strange dreams lately.
I have. Some are just plain weird and confusing.
Yes, definitely.
And some dreams are visitations, and we love when visitations happen. And usually when you have a visitation, it's when you dream about someone, a loved one who's crossed over. They come to you in just a visual, but they don't really speak.
Yeah.
You might see their lips moving, but you don't, or they're not moving, but
they're not moving,
you
yeah.
telepathically know what they're saying. And you wake up and you just feel this warm and fuzzy and good. And it's just a wonderful feeling. You might even hug them in a dream.
I wake up warm and fuzzy every morning because I'm waking up next to you.
Oh, that's so funny. But we're talking about dreams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dreams.
And I know you've always dreamed about me, but...
Of course.
I have really been having strange dreams lately.
Yeah, that one...
last night I dreamt about a dishwasher overflowing and...
Worried about dishes or what?
I don't know, mushrooms going down the drain. And it was a crazy dream. Mm-hmm. I haven't journaled that one out yet. But we're going to talk about teaching you how to journal your dreams, too. And it's been fun. We've taught psychic development classes for over 20 years. And one of the classes was dream interpretation and analysis, where we teach people how to journal out their dreams. And then they tell the dream, and you would tell them what it meant psychically. After they've already come to their own analysis.
Yeah, and then they would
analysis.
Read. What we would do is they would write all their stuff down, and then I would translate what I saw, what I got from it,
mm-hmm.
from their guides and things. And it would be really wild that they were almost identical.
Oh, it was. It was. And pretty much after you journal a dream, even as weird as it is, or even if it's a frightening, disturbing dream, if you journal it out, you're going to see that it's positive, and it pretty much will tell you where you are and what's happening in your life at that time. I'm going to share with you in a little while a dream that I had March of 1996, which was exactly 3 months before I met you.
Yeah.
And we were doing our dream...
explain how you do the dream. First, before you do anything with that dream, what's the process?
Well, I will.
That you go through.
But what I'm saying is when we were doing our workshop,
mm-hmm.
and I was writing out this chapter for the workshop notebook, and I read this dream again. I hadn't looked at it,
Several years.
And when I looked at it again, it just blew me away
mm-hmm.
that it was you. So
crazy,
what
huh?
you do is when you
before
have
before I got here
before I ever yeah. met you yeah
not before I got here but before,
well, before,
before
I
we
met you
yeah.
When you dream, it's a good idea to have a notepad or your phone or a recording device of some sort next to the bed, so that when you wake up, before you talk to anybody or have somebody else do it for you, but before you talk to anybody or do anything, dictate your dream into your recorder. I've been doing this with the phone now, and it works really well, and I put them in my notepad on my phone, and then I'm able to look at it later and analyze it out, because once you start your day, you're going to forget details of the dream that are really clear to you when you first wake up. And lots of times in a dream, I'll know that I'm dreaming,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say to myself in the dream, I've got to remember this. Which is
I've done that myself.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
But
it's
what
weird
you
feeling.
Do is you dictate your dream, and you just like you were telling it to someone, you know, when you wake up and you tell somebody your dream. So you're putting it in narrative form. Write it down, put it on recorder. Even if you dictate, it'll write it all out for you, which is really nice. These new programs and apps can do that. Or longhand write it, or type it on your computer. But put it in narrative form, just as you were telling it to somebody, craziness and all, every detail that you can remember. And then make three columns. Mm. And the first column will be looking at your dream notes that you just put down, put word groupings, like three or four words of, you know, something. And I'll explain that as I talk about my dream that I'm about to tell you about. And then in your second column, forget about your narrative, but look at your word groupings and put them into word association, one or two words. And then your third column is going to be one or two sentences from your word associations only, and you're going to be blown away by how it's so totally different from the dream, but it will relate to how your life is, what your life is doing at the time. So, shall I share my dream?
Sure, let's hear it.
Okay.
You tell me like you would tell.
I will.
Like you tell it.
First thing you want to do is keep a dream diary or dream journal, and you want to date it. So put the date at the top, the date that you had the dream. And after your dream is all written out, you might want to give it a title so that you can refer back to it. And list the people or the characters that are in your dream. Whoever they are, if you don't know who they are, just put their names as they were then. But they may be someone that you know in this life. They may be somebody that you knew in the past life. They may be somebody that's coming into your life. And then the setting, where were you? What location were you in? And then the last thing you want to write is the general feeling or atmosphere of the dream. Was it scary? Was it happy? Was it peaceful? Whatever it was to you. So in this dream that I had on March 4th, 1996.
And we met
June 10th, 1996. Okay, so this was what I wrote out in my dream. I was seated next to a man that I was in a relationship with. We discussed that we'd been out before and it didn't work. Together now and happy. Then he was on the other side of the room, and his daughter, who was a young teen at the time, sat on my left and held my hand to show affection and acceptance. Then I jumped up and remembered I'd forgotten my suitcases at the airport. I'd never picked them up. He said the game was coming on TV, and it was starting, and we'd go later. I said, fine, not a problem. Someone said I'd have to move my seat. Because I had the best seat for TV, I said, no problem. Then I sat in the corner in a cushioned part of the couch next to this man. I can't recall his face. I was very content and had a happy feeling. Bizarre dream.
Yeah.
Okay. So my first column, I wrote me and new man, daughter/hand, luggage/airport, large group, TV, game, and then together. That was my first column of word groupings.
Now, how did you get those word groupings? Just
from the dream. Just picked out important words from the dream.
The ones that jumped out at you.
The ones that jumped out to me.
Okay.
That made, that, you know.
That's important.
Yeah, a substantive part of the dream.
Yeah.
So when I look at the column of me and new man, I wrote romance.
Mm.
And then daughter in hand, I wrote acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Luggage airport meant travel to me. Large group meant friends.
Mm-hmm.
TV game meant activities. And together meant couple.
Mm-hmm.
So my word associations are romance, acceptance, travel, friends, activities, and couple.
And we did do some traveling, too.
Boy, did we. And then my third column was taking just those six words, romance, acceptance, travel, friends, activity, and couple, and making it into a sentence.
And what did you come up with?
And I came up with, a new relationship is coming, and we'll travel and do things together as couple with friends. And then you know what I wrote?
What?
Amen. And in retrospect, yes, it was a precognitive dream.
Yeah.
But isn't that bizarre?
Very bizarre.
I mean, then you came into my life. Boy, did we travel. We traveled nonstop for 14 years.
Yeah.
And we did shows, and we met a lot of people, and...
And we're traveling,
still friends.
And we're traveling again.
And we are.
At the end of the month.
But that's how easy it is and how much fun it is. And I've got a whole book of them. And so if you start keeping your dreams like that, you'll be able to do it too. We're going to be publishing our a dream pamphlet that we'll let you know as soon as that's ready, and you'll be able to
and
get it and write your own dreams.
On top of that, we're having all of our past psychic development classes put into pamphlets and video accompanying it with it. We're going to do videos that will explain and they can show. And
Yeah. Let us know if you're interested, because we're going to be doing Zoom classes.
Yeah.
So be sure and sign up on our website, messagesfrombeyond.com. Get on our mailing list. Let us know if you're interested in taking Zoom classes with us, and we'll be sending out newsletters and getting information out to you as soon as that is developed.
We're also going to be doing telecircles, which is six people.
Right. We're going to go back to
Zoom.
Doing our telecircles that we used to do on the phone. We're going to do them on Zoom, and you'll be able to see everybody, and you'll be able to see the drawings as they're done, too.
And you can also record your segment.
Absolutely. Yeah. So those of you that are on the phones waiting, we're going to get to you. But if you have a dream that you want to talk about and we can try to analyze it, we'd love to do that. So let's go to the phones.
All right. Let's go here and talk to an old friend. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Welcome to Messages from Beyond, Michael. You're on the air. Are you there, Michael?
Hello.
Hello. Are we?
Yeah, we're on.
There, Michael, are you there?
Wait, are you there, Michael?
Hello?
Wow.
I think we're going to come back to him.
Yeah, let me go see if somebody else is on here. All right, here we go.
Hi, 310, welcome to Messages from Beyond.
Hey, how are you? This is Vince from New York.
Hey,
oh, hey Vince,
how
are
you?
Good, how are you?
So you've been able to hear us all the time, right? We've been on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So, so, like, you know how I was telling you that in the beginning of February, I was fired from my job at a drug company because I couldn't pass the training.
Sure.
But at that time, they said I could reapply and I'm eligible for rehire. And and this is where a dream comes in, and I've been applying like crazy, and I have a friend on the inside that's trying to help me get back in. She has a little pull. And a couple weeks ago, I kept having recurring dreams that somebody kept whispering in my ear that you've got one more chance. We're going to give you one more chance.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So I'm wondering if they are going to give me another chance.
Well, I would pay attention to your dreams. You know, the thing about dreams is they're very precognitive in most cases. They're about things that are coming up, and basically when you're sleeping, you have no control over your thoughts or actions or whatever's going on, and when that happens. When you start dreaming, these thoughts that are on your mind at the time are researched, if you will, by your psychic ability and by your guides and by people out there that are there to listen to you, to Yeah. So they send messages through dreams, and our job is to look at the way that we've been acting in that dream and go, oh, well, what does that mean in real life? And that's kind of what's happening. So
yeah,
I would pay attention to your dream because, you know, yeah, like I told you last week, you got something coming up. It's just a matter of time. Just be patient and keep persevering.
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing I was going to tell you. This is really funny because, see, last week I was supposed to start a new job at a water bottling company, Niagara Bottling. And they called me in office and said, we can't hire you until, because of tax purposes, until you get a substantial
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
But here's the funny thing is I've just been offered two other jobs. I'm supposed to start sometime in mid-May at a company that makes glass bottles for like beer bottles and stuff like that. But I just got another job offer yesterday.
Look at you.
At a brewery at Boston Beer Company in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning towards the Boston Beer Company, even though it's a temp, but it's temp to hire full time.
Yeah.
And the benefits and everything are amazing once you get full-time position.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that one is going to work out.
Go with your gut.
I was just going to say the same words.
Yep. Go with your gut.
Your soul knows what's best for you.
You're being guided, Vince.
Absolutely.
There's no question that you've laid out this intricate plan so you could kind of go through these little hoops and jumps and all this stuff. Don't worry about it because you would not plan anything in your life that wasn't good for you. You know, that's good for everybody to listen to. We planned our own lives. We decided on what we were going to experience in this lifetime. Sometimes we put some challenges for ourselves and things to get through and things to go through. And when you're doing that and you're going through all this stuff, you're evolving more and more each day, more and more each moment. So enjoy the adventure, because you know what, when you get to the end of the adventure, you get to go and start another one somewhere else, or maybe even in the same place, in the same family.
Yeah.
You never know. But right now you're going through an adventure that is a really strengthening of your faith in yourself. You follow what I mean by that?
Yeah.
You are. And
yeah,
you're doing a great job, Vince. So, you know, just hang in there. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. And that's the worst thing about this psychic ability stuff and looking at future things. Time is just impossible. I can see events and they show me events and stuff, but the timing is just horrible. And so I see you very happy you'll have a happy wife too. So, and a happy wife means a happy life, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, Vince. You have a good night.
All right.
Take care. Good luck, Vince.
Thank you.
You bet.
You too.
Bye. Yeah, you know, and to think about dreams is they can guide you.
Absolutely.
We've talked to people who do nothing but they do their dream and they come up and they journal it out and they go, okay, well, this is what I got to do this month.
Exactly.
You know, and they go about their life believing.
Sometimes in your dreams, you're actually traveling.
Yeah.
Sometimes in your dream, it's your past lives showing up and letting you know what's coming, and it could be even you reading your Akashic records.
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
It could be, you know.
We don't want to jump.
It's your soul speaking to you.
Well, let's talk about the Akashic records.
Except
real quick.
For those mushrooms in the dishwasher overflowing last night.
Yeah, well, the mushrooms I think came from the cattle field, and they make they're psychic.
Psilocybin. That was crazy.
They're psychedelic mushrooms.
I've got to journal that one out.
You do have to do that. But let's talk about, what did I just say we were going to talk about?
Dreams?
No. You just talked right over me, and I forgot what the heck it was I was talking about.
Anybody want to help us? Let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the phone. Let's go to
205. Welcome to Messages
from Beyond.
Patricia,
can you tell us what we were talking about?
Oh my goodness!
Welcome to my world.
Thank you so much for taking my call. You know what? I was in the kitchen trying to hurry up and get my tuna fish put together before you called on me. I did hear about the mushroom.
I did hear you
talk about the mushroom. Yes.
Darn.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I know you were talking to Vince.
You were talking to Vince right when I was getting the egg out and cracking it and cutting it up, and I had not put the phone to the side. And so, yeah, I do recall it.
Do you have a dream that you want to?
I don't remember all of the details, but what I can tell you is lately here, most of my dreams are related to it's new beginnings is what I feel, because there's always a baby. So it's like new life. There's always a baby in my dreams. And then I get the synchronicities, the numbers tell me. So it's like the angels are talking to me. So within the last couple of nights, at different times that I may wake up, maybe to go get water or to use the bathroom, there's 10-10, 12-12, 1-1-1-1, or either it's 3-3-5-5. So I just kiss up to the heavens, because they tell me that if I'm not if it's not new or it's about to be, changes are coming, and they are here with me. Just look for that. If it hasn't come already, it's coming. And then that baby shows up in my dream, but that's not the first time.
Let me ask you a question. Are you starting some kind of a new business that right now?
Well, it's been in my mind to do that, but I've been thinking about that.
That's what I see with the baby. I mean, that's taking something and forming it. In other words, you have an influence over whatever it is that baby represents. And you're able to shape it and make it do the things you want it to do. And for me, it came up as a business. And so with a business like that, you have to sit down and just sit down with yourself and just go into a meditate. Just what is it? Or go into a meditative state and think about that you, whatever you have going on, and you do that, watch how different things will pop in. Like, I want to be a rock star. Well, I play guitar in a classic rock band now, and I have a lot of fun, and I enjoy it, and it keeps me active. It keeps me young. You can do something. Think about things that you have in your life. If there's something that you pops up and you go, yeah. If you do what you love, as they say, you will never work another day in your life. So look at it that way. What is it that you love that can be monetized, number one, and you can earn a living from it by doing that you love? And what happens is you just become fulfilled. It just works out.
Right. And lots of times when you're dreaming about a baby, it's a birthday. Like you said, it's something new that's coming, unless it's an actual baby. The other thing about a baby.
Well, I don't think Patricia's
going to have a baby. The other thing about a baby is sometimes if you've lost a child, if you had an abortion or miscarriage, it may be the actual soul coming through and saying hello.
Oh, wow. Well, my daughter is pregnant, but she lost a baby before this pregnancy. She actually lost two babies within the year. And in this third pregnancy,
the baby visiting you?
It must be. Well, yeah, I never thought of that.
Let me give you something. The babies she
lost
were...
You're kind of going
were,
in
were,
and out. I'm not sure why.
Sorry. Well, what I'm saying is with the loss of two babies before, remember this. Those babies were not occupied by souls. So they were bodies that were produced that had something that was not right in them. So they were rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, so think about this baby that's coming now. This baby, as soon as it gets to the birth canal and ready to be born into this world, the soul jumps in, comes into that body and joins with that body, and they come out, and then the life begins. But there's nothing to worry about, because the soul that was supposed to come through those other two bodies is coming through the new one. And tell her that. Tell her she never lost anybody, okay? Because there was no soul there to lose. And this soul that's coming through.
There's also no guilt. She did nothing wrong. If the baby was supposed to come through, he or she would have come through. And there's nothing that she could have done to prevent that. You understand?
Yes.
Because many times women that have miscarriages feel guilty, like, oh, what did I do? I did something wrong. I drank or ate something I shouldn't have done, or I shouldn't have exercised. Whatever it is, it's nothing that she could have controlled. It was just, it wasn't the right time. That soul wasn't ready to come through. You follow? The other thing is, I had a dream. I remember years ago, I had a dream about a baby that I was holding, and I saw her. I saw everything about her. And then we learned a few weeks later that Dennis's daughter-in-law was expecting, and they had a girl.
Mm.
So it could be just the child visiting you.
Yes. I've never thought of that, which is very beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Very beautiful. I did want to ask a question. My home, about a year ago, I'm in Alabama, so pretty much around March, April, those the time where we really have like the tornadoes coming in. And so last March, we had some bad storms come through. And during that time, my roof was affected, which left me with leaking inside the master bedroom and bathroom. And I filed a claim. They lowballed me a couple of times. I've been with this company this homeowner's insurance, for about 12 years. So they lowballed me a couple of times, and then I demanded appraisal. I had the appraisal I had to hire because we don't have licensed appraisers here in the state of Alabama, so I had to go to neighboring states, Georgia, Tennessee, and I hired an appraiser out of Georgia. And so he came in June. I filed a claim probably like April the 1st. Everything happened like the last couple of days of March. So my appraiser met with their appraiser in June. They could not come with agreement amount on a claim. So then I had to bring in an umpire, which I hired him in September. Brought him in. He came in and did a walkthrough and submitted his claim. And we thought that was going to be it, but the homeowner's insurance just kind of sat on that from September up until I hired an attorney in January. And so now the attorney is going back and forth with my homeowner's insurance. And since then, mold has creeped in, and so now I've been dealing with mold.
Fun.
And we are here a year later. Yeah. I just want to know, when do you see the conclusion to this?
The thing you have to understand is that the corporate wheels turn slowly, very, very slowly, and legal stuff turns even slower. So you've been a year into it now. I wouldn't expect you to be, let's see, what's your guide saying? It could be another year. Probably between 9 and 12 months or before that. So outside is a year. That's what they're telling me. But it all depends on the paperwork that's submitted, because there's something that's they don't have yet, and they're going to call you or talk to you, and maybe they already have, and they'll need an extra one more paper. I don't know what that is. But I do know that they're going to ask you for one more document to confirm something about your claim. So I wish I had more, but there you go.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you both. Many blessings.
Thank you. And you too. And thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. And go enjoy your tuna sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring enough to share next time.
And make sure to do what you remember your dreams now. Write them down, and you'll get some surprises.
And like I just tried
sure
to say,
was
bring enough to share next time.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. All right, let's go. Let's see if Michael's back on.
Hey, you there, Michael?
Hey, Michael, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Can you
hear me now?
Awesome.
Yes. All right.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you. Perfect. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So, you got any dreams you want to talk about?
Oh, I got plenty of them. There's one that it didn't make any sense. And it didn't, simply because it had to do with Papa Duke. Okay. Mm. And this dream is me walking Papa Duke, and we're basically walking, and then we come into, we walk onto a bridge, and this
To explain to everybody else, Papa Duke was your dog.
Yes.
Yeah, the love of my life.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Okay.
So this, to give you an idea, this bridge is like the Columbia River Bridge. Okay. It's way up there. And it's over a river, and as I'm looking down there, I could see some snakes. And, I mean, these things are massive, if I could see them from up there.
Yeah.
So Papa Duke decides to go after him. So he jumps. And I'm like, no, and I'm like, man, how am I going to get him? And and you look at the size of the snakes, they're, bigger than a bus. I mean, these things are... and so when I'm freaking out that he did this, I wake up, and I wake up and I'm like, whoa, what just happened? Where was I and where am I now? And it's like, oh, it was just a dream. So it really got me upset. I'm like, Papa Duke's been gone for 3 years.
Yeah.
So, why would the universe do such thing? But other than that, the one thing that I am going to tell you about dreams, and this has been going on, my God, for a long time. Any time that I see myself in a dream, I am in my 20s. If I have been like in my mid-30s, I haven't seen myself yet. But definitely 27, 28, 29. That age, always, never, like when if I see myself in a dream and I wake up and then I go in to the bathroom and I see myself in the mirror, I'm like, wow, who is
that? You're not funny.
I mean, fat and old and all that good stuff. And then, from seeing someone who was exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing I could never, and even today, I mean, that's the only thing that I always wonder about that. But I do have a question regarding something else.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
Let me explain the mid-20s visual that you have of yourself. What you're seeing is how we present ourselves on the other side. For some reason, between 25 and 30 is the peak of the human life. And so when we're looking at a human life, we're looking at that. We're not looking at it as a baby or as an old person. We're going to look at that middle range right there, that 25 to 30 years old, because we were in top shape. We were indestructible. We had the whole world in front of us. So that represents a very positive look. So when you're having a dream like that and you get that positive feel, it's because this dream is going to end up positive. Okay? So that's an interesting thing that they just sent through.
Awesome.
So,
good.
Go ahead.
Keep them on hold, because I need. So after I spoke to you last time, the next day I received a letter, a correspondence from the IRS.
Mm.
And yeah, talk about all of a sudden going from resting on the flow to not want to be anywhere near anything. I just want to go over. You know, and I'm like, what? You know, what's going on here? Apparently, what happened for the year 2021, there was a 1099, which I never received. And so I've been searching for that through the company, and the company was just sold last month. So all the phone numbers that they have on the internet, they're no longer valid, you know. And I'm like, oh my God. And I found one so there's a 1099 and a W-2. The W-2 has been found, and I have forwarded that. But I got to find this 1099. Do you see me being successful in finding this 1099? And I think I may have a copy here.
Yes, you do have a copy, and it's in a chest. Do you have a chest that sits on the floor and you open it up and put stuff in it? A floor chest or like a cedar chest?
No, not at all. But I'm thinking that you're thinking of a desk. That would be like the only thing that
would
come close.
But wouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And then I'm looking at this chest desk. For some reason, it's showing me a big chest, like a pirate chest. Okay. And you open it up, and over on the left-hand side on the bottom is this paper. It's sitting
there.
And on the right-hand side, oh, there's candy there. You have candy in your drawer? Your desk?
<That's good.
laughs> Sorry.
Interesting. Must be chocolate, because I'm pretty much.
That's probably it.
So ever since then, that's the only thing that has. In fact, today I had to go and get a nerve test done and all that. Then I went to go get gas at Costco, and somewhere between the gas station and Costco and the store to Costco, I lost my credit card. And I'm thinking, wow. Yeah, no, I called up immediately because I was getting ready to pay, you know, and I'm like, oh, man. So that's taken care of. But I think that all of this happens because of this this letter. But, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to tear this place down and
you'll find it.
Definitely find it. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, you'll find it. You'll find it. Just persevere. Just go for it and do what you need to do.
Cool. So what do you think that dream had to do with, you know, Papa Duke being already gone and him going after this big snakes, him being him? Basically.
Let me ask you a question. If you think of Papa Duke and snakes, what's your first word?
I'm going to turn you over to the dream journalist here.
What's your first thought when you hear the word snakes? Word association.
First word.
Man,
some people like this, some don't.
You know what? I respect them. Rattlesnakes,
okay.
I have this
stop.
Hold it. Hold
respect.
It. Respect. That's
okay,
one word.
That's your word. Okay.
Okay.
What about Papa Duke? Word association.
Oh, that's love of my life.
Of course.
Love.
No.
Okay.
I gave birth to him. How's that?
but
you know,
do you understand now that it's not
he's
coming back to you because you love and respect each other so much. It was just a visitation.
Yeah.
The snakes, interesting. I would never use the word respect for snakes, but you did.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
And
so,
you and Papa Duke had a respectful and loving relationship, and that's really important. I mean, just rest with that.
Yes. Interesting. Let me ask you, there is somebody or something in this house.
Mm.
Do you pick up any energy? Because the other day, quite a few things happened, and one of them, the cat, just like looked at me like, you know, what's going on? I said, I don't know. But there's, you know, like some things fall off from places that they shouldn't be falling off. I mean,
Well, it's this little short lady who walks around the house going, you need to clean this place up, and I'm going to make a mess until you do.
Sounds like Grandma.
That's Grandma.
That would be my grandmother.
Yeah.
That would be my grandmother.
That is her.
Yeah.
So,
she's
there, and I'll tell you what, she's going to say, when you're looking for the pair of scissors, and they suddenly appear where they weren't before, you'll know who did it.
Oh, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. I put stuff down and it's not there, and so now I go bananas looking for it, and then come back and it's right there. It was never moved. You know, I'm like, okay. But the other day I saw evidence, and I just said, look, it's okay to be here. The only thing I ask is that you take care of the house, that you look out for the house.
That's the only,
and then all of a sudden the activity stopped. And man, I'm like, that sucks.
Started dressing the energy that you're feeling as your grandmother.
Talk to her.
Nice. Say, hey, Grandma. You know, however you would talk to her when she was here.
Yeah.
In the physical.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I actually, you know, I do that a lot of times when I'm reading something. I said, oh, look, you know, I mean, it's interesting because it's like, oh, this is something she would be interested in, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. But okay, yeah. So that's basically what's been happening. That dream, and other than that, I mean, I think we're on the right path at this point. So
all right, Michael.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in again. Good luck.
Take care, man.
We'll get together soon.
Yeah, let us know when you find your 1099.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, man.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Okay, we're gonna go to 412.
I gotta find it first. There it is.
Okay, welcome to Messages from Beyond. You're on the air.
Is it me? It's Ellie.
It is you.
Oh, Ellie.
I was kind of waiting for another voice. I thought it might be Linda.
We recognize
yeah,
that
Dennis,
voice.
Before we go further, you were talking about the Akashic records.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember when you couldn't remember what you were referring to the Akashic records?
Oh, thank you, Ellie.
You're welcome.
I was thinking about it.
Oh, see, he forgot he had even asked.
Yeah. Well, after I get done with you, before you leave, remind me I was going to talk about it, and then I'll talk about it.
I'm going to write it down.
Okay. Well, two things are going on that are very odd. My friendships are just crazy anymore. After my operation, I changed. And when I changed, I messed up the whole dynamics. I'm going through a lot of weird stuff with friendships. And then the other thing is, I'm going through a really hard time financially that is going to recover itself like within 4 or 5 months, but it's like, holy cow, you know, everything all at once,
you know,
medical bills and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, you when you were over there planning this life, you said, oh, I can handle that. Just throw in a couple more things. I need more challenge. I need a challenge. Like you haven't got enough, right?
Right.
Well, so the thing I wanted to ask you was what changed? What changed for you?
Well, I'm a different person since this. I'm much kinder. I'm okay. Much more vulnerable emotionally because of that. Mm-hmm. But also, I have a tendency to tell people what they need to hear, whether they want to hear it or not.
Right on. Yep. So, what you say you've changed? What caused the change, and what did you go through?
Well, I really believe when I was on the heart lung machine, mm-hmm. and I saw God, and God saw me, and I have no memory of this, but I mean, when I was in heaven, because that's what happens, I think, when you're mm-hmm. connected to the heart-lung machine, I think that I was made over maybe a little bit.
There mm-hmm. you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Did you, when you were on the heart-lung machine, were you not conscious? You were being kept alive, right?
Yeah, I was on a ventilator at that time also. So
yes.
I guess I was, I don't know where I was. I was in between somewhere and somewhere else.
No. Well, where you were was with your guides, and they were cradling you in their energy. And that's the one thing we have to understand is that when the soul has to leave the bodies for the body to be worked on, and literally that's what happens when you go into surgery, you go into the unconsciousness. But literally your soul steps out of the body and is outside. And most of the time we're comforted and coddled by, some people say, well, we're coddled by angels. Well, it's just our guides that are surrounding us with positive energy. And so that nothing negative can cause any problems mm-hmm. or any harm to our soul. And during that time, they decide what they're going to fix or what they're going to enhance, what new options you're going to get for this lifetime.
Yeah, well, I'm not upset by who I am.
No.
In fact, I'm really happy because
absolutely.
There are things I need to take care of that I could never have taken care of before.
Right on. And,
you know, regarding relationships with people.
Sure. And part of the makeover that happens to us when we go into those situations like that is that It is positive. It is a positive move because, again, I'm going to reiterate, your guides are taking care of you. They're sealing you in this bubble of positive energy so that you're not harmed in any way. However, sometimes we break out of that and we travel, and that's when you'll hear where people. There was one story I heard. This guy had been in surgery. And he found himself in the hospital above the, you know, above the operating table. But he decided he was going to travel all over the hospital. So he went on from room to room looking at things. And he saw a pair of tennis shoes sitting on the outside sill of this older building. The windows come up and it was sitting outside. And it was a hospital, obviously, and they had it sitting out there to air. And so after the surgery, this guy says to the doctor, you know, you don't forget that your shoes are sitting on your windowsill outside before you go home. And he just about dropped his scalpel, which
wow.
would not have been a good thing. But, yeah, that
well,
was
guess,
the story
I guess
that I heard.
I guess I want to know. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I guess
no,
I want
ahead.
To know what messages are there for me today.
Well, the big message is you've been made over, and per your instructions, how you wanted to be made over at this time.
Oh, yeah,
to
very
go
much
through
so,
the things,
yes.
Yeah, to go through the things that you need to go through in this part of your life. And part of that is a growth in knowledge, a growth in, and I don't mean book knowledge. I mean a growth in learning new things and learning something new, very, very big growth. And there's also mm-hmm. a growth in friendship. Now, you're going to find that some friends are going to drop off. Some friends are going to be even more loving for you. And some friends are going to be brand new that you didn't have before. And they're going to change your life in a way that you've never been changed before. So you just watch this mm-hmm. happen. Good
Whoa,
stuff.
Well, that's neat. And I guess the financial thing will take care of itself eventually.
Yeah, you know what? Rest in the flow and don't worry about money because, you know, you've planned for yourself to have enough that you don't have to worry about it. Okay?
I have a question for you,
Ellie. Yeah, I'm a better
planner
than I know, I guess.
You are.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Ellie.
Yes.
Do you dream?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, and in your dreams, and because you're born blind, what do you see?
I don't see anything. It's
psychically?
All more psychically, yeah, and then,
yeah.
you know, imagery in your head more than,
right, which
you
is
know.
What imagery is,
yeah,
yes.
It always is.
Yeah.
It's just okay. The imagery in our minds is we take it from what our eyes see and bring into our mind.
Right.
Actually, we've done that for many lifetimes, so we have those knowledges, that knowledge of what things look like. And I think what you're doing is you're going back into past life imagery and pulling from those and seeing images that you don't know if they're right or not. But I'm going to tell you right now, they are right. Because
mm-hmm.
you took them from another lifetime. And the things that you see
yeah, okay.
and the way you see them are real. Okay?
Oh, that's neat. Okay, and yeah. the only other thing is, you know, the thing I always ask you, does my mom have anything to say?
I think she
other
was the one
don't
told
worry.
Me all of that. No, she
would
was
you,
the one
you, telling
me
What did
me
you just
this.
Say? Oh, she's the one telling me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the one that's telling me all this to pass to you. I didn't know who it was until you said, what does my mom have to say? And she goes, well, damn it, I just said it.
My mother would have said it exactly that way.
Well, that's what I heard. Wow.
All right. Well, now I'm supposed to remind you that you had something to say about the Akashic Records.
Akashic Records, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So, all right, we're going to go.
All right, Ellie, you take care.
Take care.
Okay.
Okay, you.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. So Akashic Records.
Good stuff, Ellie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's okay. such a positive light in this world.
Yes,
you know. Akashic Records is where everything that is planned in all of our lifetimes from beginning, if there ever was a beginning, to the end, if there ever is an end. And I don't think there is. I think it's just a circle. It goes round and round and round. And we just keep going through these things in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you can actually go, and there's the visual I've seen of them is a room, a giant. Well, you walk up to it, and it's like a golden building. You know, it's just it comes into whatever you want it to look like. For me, it's a big golden building. I walk in, and it's inside. It's just nothing but rows and rows and rows of scrolls of every lifetime that you've ever lived and ever will live. And you can go in and you can look at any one of them at any time. What's restricted is you can't see are things that are coming up in this lifetime that are going to affect your life in this lifetime. So they're blacked out. It's like the top secret files you see. They're redacted. That's
mm-hmm.
the word. They're redacted. You can see some things, but you can see the stuff that's happened in the past. You can see stuff that's going to happen in the next lifetime. But the stuff that's coming up, you'll see some of it, just the, you know, the minor moments and things. But the major things that happen in your life are all redacted. But if you go there and you look at it, something where it's all redacted for one particular segment of your life, maybe 6 months, you got some crazy stuff coming up. It may be positive, it may be negative, but whatever it is, it's going to be positive because even when you go through a negative situation, you get a positive result about it. But the Akashic Records, if you ever want to go there, you just simply go into a meditative state and travel to the other side and go to the Akashic Records, the big building. I actually have a meditation 30-minute meditation, guided visualization. It takes you to the Akashic Records, delivers you there, lets you look around and do what you want to do, and then comes back and pulls you back out and brings you back to this side, back out of the other side. So
very cool.
Yeah, so that's available. It's called Akashic Records meditation.
Right.
So,
okay.
So anyway, let's go back to the phones. Let's see where we're going here.
All right.
How about 845?
845. Welcome
Hello
to
there.
Messages from Beyond. You're on the air.
Hi there. You can
Hello.
Speak. Area code 845.
Hi.
Yes.
Welcome
yes,
to Messages
we are here.
From Beyond. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes. Now I hear. Hi. My name is Maria.
Yeah, hi, Maria.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing? What can we do for you tonight?
You got a message from the angel for me.
Yeah. Don't forget your medicine.
Which is the medicine?
You forgot
which
to take
one?
Pills. You forgot to take some pills this morning.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not forgetting to take medicine. I don't got a medicine, thank God. Just I got it for diabetes vitamin I take.
Oh, just a vitamin?
Yeah, I got a little bit of diabetes, that's all.
Oh, wow. I don't know what they're talking about. You know, it looks like this might be something in a future thing. Are you going into the doctor in the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, well, there's some kind of medicine that you're going to be put on. I don't know if it's blood pressure or what, but it's something important.
Oh,
so
okay, correct.
Don't forget to take your pills. They sent that through to tell you, then that's for a future thing. If you're not taking, all you're taking now is a vitamin. There's something coming for you, okay?
I got to go on the eye dot.
What?
For the eyes.
Oh, he's going to the doctor for the eyes.
Oh, for your eyes, okay.
All right.
All right.
There may be something he gives you, drops or something.
All right, Maria. Thanks
Take
a lot.
Take care, Maria. Thanks for calling. All right, we're going to go to 951.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Messages from Beyond.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello,
Nathaniel. Hey, Nathaniel, how are you?
Are you driving?
Pretty good.
Are you
driving?
Yes, I can pull over really quick.
That would
okay.
be good because we don't want to be responsible.
No.
I'll pull over here. I'm pulling into something right here.
Okay.
Three seconds. Here we go.
All right. How's it sound coming through? How's it sound coming through your radio there?
Okay. Now don't go in and out yet. All right. You got to stay in the car.
If you go in, order for Dennis.
Well,
order for me. All right. So what can we do for you tonight?
Looking for a. Well, I remember you said something before about I was looking for a place. You remember what
uh-huh.
you said?
I
no.
don't.
Do you remember now?
No, I
you said it was by the angels or something. So said it was by Auburn. Do you remember now?
Oh,
Auburn.
Maybe Auburn. Wow. Okay.
Well, Auburn's a city about 40 miles away, but it's by a street called Auburn. It's not on Auburn, but there's a street called Auburn's. So it's, you know, Auburn's about 40 miles over northeast towards Lake Tahoe.
Sure.
And this one's east about 9 miles. And I was looking at an apartment, a one-bedroom, and it's called Citadel 29. And I wanted to see if you got a make on that or a hit or, you know.
I like it.
It's a one-bedroom, and
it
has natural light coming in. Do you think that I'll get it in a few weeks? Or?
Yeah, I like the energy around it.
Maybe?
I like the energy. It matches with you very well. If I had to put a percentage on it, I would say probably 75% positive that you're going to get it.
Okay. You think it'll be a couple of weeks or they'll hold it for me? Will they discount it anymore? Or,
No, I don't think they're going to discount it anymore. Is there some reason that you put a deposit and they'll hold it for you?
Yeah, I'd still have to do the credit check, but I should get an award letter from Social Security saying I'm going to get $967, so that may help. But there's another one that's cheaper, but I probably have too much money in assets or something. It's called like the Vintage Dolls or Vintage at the Thomas Field. Uh-huh. And it's a senior apartments, but, you know, I don't know if I'll qualify. I may move in after that. So another one I looked at today.
That's a great place. That's a great place, too. That's a great place, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm torn. The senior place is really positive, but the Citadel came through really strong. So... Yeah.
Well, I might end up moving and when I qualify for more because I should be getting some settlement money, so I'm not going to qualify for the, the thing. And there's a waiting list anyway.
Yeah.
And I wanted one on the bottom floor that had their own washers that didn't have, like, the three-story elevator deal.
Sure.
You know, because the other ones are two-story, but if I could get in the other ones, it's kind of nice because there's, like, a mess of grass in between each building, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, so crowded. I like the...
Think about this.
But I think I might move there, but it'll be a year lease, so it'd be cheaper.
Hold on a second. One thing you got to understand is they base their acceptance off of your income, not settlements from lawsuits or anything else, and or you know, paybacks or anything like that. It's from your income, and your income has to be a certain point, under a certain point. If you're over that at any amount at all, you'll get turned down. But you might be okay.
If it's a settlement from an injury, it shouldn't count.
That won't count. Yeah, that's not a normal income. What they're talking about is
that's for medical expenses.
Income.
It was for like lost wages and not payment for wages and breaks and that kind of thing. So I shouldn't be getting, but you know, they said something. So
you may need to talk to a lawyer about that.
There's a waiting list anyway.
Yeah.
There's a waiting list anyway, so it's probably going to be 6 months, and, you know, I can't wait that long. So, the other one, the Citadel. So.
Yeah, the Citadel looks like the best because, you know, just because. I wouldn't turn a blind eye on the other one. On the senior place, because
one's like $1,500. It's like $1,490 a month, $1,490, and they're giving $750 off the first month.
Oh, there you go.
As an incentive, so you know,
that's cool. California price.
So that's half off the rent, and it's a year lease. So.
And where are you? Where are you in California?
Nice.
Where are
Sacramento.
You in California?
I'm in Sacramento.
That's what I thought. There you go.
I'm in this little city called North Thomas now.
Oh, okay.
Well, good luck, Nathaniel.
Just take care.
Let us know where you wind up.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right, we're going to go.
Dreams are crazy.
We're going to go to a couple more. Go to area code 914. Welcome to Messages from Beyond.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name
is Catherine. Can you turn your computer off?
Sorry, is that better?
Much better.
Is that better? It was on speaker. Okay, I apologize.
No problem.
I apologize. Good, thank you. And yourselves?
Good. What's going on with you?
I was wondering, the topic of dreams fascinates me, and I've had one a few times. I was wondering if you could give me some insight on what it means, please.
Sure. You're going to help analyze your own. Okay. Were you listening at the beginning when I taught you how, right?
Oh, no, I came in late. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go back in.
No problem.
I'm listening to it then.
All right. tell us your dream as though you were just telling it like a narrative.
Yeah.
It's happened twice to me where I'm dreaming I'm in a church, and the statues of Jesus and Mother Mary come alive and, like, hug me and dance with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anything
else?
Yeah,
so I'm not sure. I once. It's, like, very nice. It's, like, they're always, like, very, like, ornate churches, like, gorgeous, like, the most, like, Baroque, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, very ornate, very, like, ancient-looking, not modern at all. One time it frightened me because a friend of mine told me that was a saint, and her mother interpreted it as, like, oh, I need Jesus. Like, you know, like, maybe I'm not spiritual enough. I don't know.
So what when Jesus and Mother Mary came to life, what's the feeling that came over you right at that moment? Not after, not before, at that very moment. What was the feeling that sum it up in what, couple of words?
Yeah.
It was just like, wow, you know.
Okay.
Like,
normally? Are you a religious person?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. All right. So if you were to journal this out, and Mother Mary and Jesus together, what's a word association would you say?
Could I, like, Holy Family?
Okay.
I know that.
And then what about, and they were hugging and dancing with you. What's your one word association? Mm-hmm.
Celebrating.
Okay. And the ornate church, what's your one word association?
Europe.
Okay. So you've got, what was it, Europe?
Mm-hmm. Holy Family.
Holy Family.
Celebration.
And celebration. Okay. Any plans to go to Italy and see the Pope?
Go to Italy and see family. How about that one?
There you go. If you had family over there, that would be it. That would absolutely be it.
Do you have family there?
Yes, they do.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go. That's it. If, you know, take out the word holy and go Europe, family, and celebration.
It's your soul telling you it's time to go back and see your family for a while. Something's going on. And just psychically, for me, something is telling you that there's a major event coming up and that you need to go home to be around, or go to Italy, be around your family for that, whatever that event may be. Do you have a grandmother
over
there?
No, not living.
Draw a path.
See, it doesn't have to be a religious interpretation.
Not at all.
So, you know, your friend's mother, you know, has her own interpretation for it. But it's what you interpret it to be.
Yeah.
Do go back and listen to the beginning of the show, and I describe my dream and how to analyze it and interpret it. But by breaking it down into word associations and then a one sentence, it sounds like
that's a great example.
You want to have a family celebration in Europe.
A perfect example.
It is. It's
a
great example for what we were talking about at the beginning.
So.
Wow.
Well,
thank
you. Thank you, Maria.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
It's
not
a bad place to visit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I also want to do, I don't know, may I ask, I also want to have an event over there, like throw my own event. Could that be part of it as well? Like,
yes.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, no,
that's really,
definitely.
Really cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's a very interesting, you know, it's like we talk about interpreting things, and when you get something like this particular dream you had, it's very telling, and it isn't what you thought it was either, is it? It wasn't about religion.
No,
It's about family and love and reconnecting, and I think events that are coming up that you won't want to miss. So,
you know, and that's a perfect example of what we were talking about at the beginning, because it's a strange dream and you're thinking, oh, maybe I'm not religious enough. Maybe I'm, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, maybe
right.
Maybe
yeah.
I'm dying and I'm going to go meet Jesus. You know, that's not it at all. You know, it's just, so when you journal it out and it you see with the word association what it means to you, it's perfect.
Absolutely.
And now it's
wonderful.
A happy dream.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you,
Kathy.
Thank you. Much love.
You too.
Thanks for calling in.
You know,
I love that.
We couldn't ask for a better example. I mean,
that's perfect.
Probably the best that I've seen.
And it was short.
Short,
I mean,
sweet,
it was just
point.
Very simple. It doesn't have to be a long, detailed dream.
Yeah. No, not at
but
all.
But look at that. Three words. That's all she needed.
Yeah.
Europe,
yeah.
Family, and celebration.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly.
I love that. We've got somebody who doesn't have a hand up. We'll see if she's on the phone.
Yeah.
Or he or she. 630, welcome to Messages from Beyond.
Did you want to talk?
Are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi, yes.
Hi there.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Oh, hi, Dion. Welcome back. What can we do for you?
Yeah. Well, I called last week about the story, and I just wanted to find out, now that a week's gone by, the one section of it that I'm having trouble with is, or maybe I should ask, is will I be able to track back where the original payment came from, as far as like the, I believe that the woman who did all of this was his manager.
So let me pause it. I didn't receive the...
No, we received it. You haven't read it yet.
Oh.
You've been busy this week.
Oh, you got
started,
it? Oh, okay.
Yes, we have it. And I've started reading it.
I didn't know that we got it. Sorry.
And Dennis has not. So it was something that we were going to tackle this week.
Yeah.
So our apologies, but he hasn't gotten into it yet.
Okay. I was just trying to see if like something else came to you. Because I feel like that's the part that I'm missing, or if I will find that part, but I don't know. Okay.
I'll tell you what, give me a chance to look it over this week, and I'll dive into it and see what you have. And, then we can chat on the radio next time.
Yeah. Okay.
That work?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Or we'll email you back.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Sorry about that, Dion.
We'll get in touch with you, though, for sure, Dion. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay. Right. You take care.
Take
Thanks.
Care. So today is one of those days. One of those days.
I think it's a perfect place to end with that dream.
I think
love
so.
That.
I think so.
I
was incredible.
I encourage you all, if you missed the beginning of the show, go back and listen. I talk about a dream that I had in 1996, 3 months before I met Dennis. And
very
talk
telling,
about a
too.
Precognitive dream.
Very telling.
It was a very telling dream. It's very interesting. And if you're fascinated by dream analysis like we are, and if you have crazy dreams like I've been having, I do encourage you to write it out, journal it out. It's a lot of fun, too. But you saw how that helped Catherine. That was just amazing, those three words. I love that. I wish my dreams were that simple. Well,
really,
thank you all for joining in, and we'll be back on again next week. And
the week of April 25th. Yes.
We will be off.
And May 2nd, or is it May 3rd?
We will not be on, we'll be on next week, but we will not be on.
No, two weeks.
26th or May 3rd.
Yeah, we'll be off soon, 2 weeks, but we will be on next week.
And you've been listening to Messages from Beyond with Dennis and Alice Jackson.
May peace be with you always.
Always.
Always.